aloha from the beautiful island of Kauai.
Yes, the most beautiful island, I think, in the entire Hawaiian chain. I do live in Honolulu. I do live in Oahu. So I am a little bit partial to Oahu, but this is by far the most beautiful island in the island.
I concur. But you ought to know because you're a local. Yeah. Elaine J. from Co-op, by the way.
Correct.
So thank you for giving us kind of the local flavor here, and I'm sure you've been asked about many questions about, hey, where's the cool places to go, what's a great beach, what to do, what not to do, that type
there
of stuff.
Are amazing things on this island to see and to do.
Waimea Falls.
Oh, yeah, that and the Napali Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Where the cliffs go straight down into the ocean. Mm-hmm. Breathtaking. Mm-hmm. I mean, just breathtaking. Mm-hmm. Awesome. You see that and you go, wow, this is what beauty is.
Yeah. Yeah. I concur. I totally agree. This is, I'm sorry. Oahu's great. I love surfing and everything. So that's my thing for Oahu. But to just come and chill, Kauai is the place to go.
Yes. Yep. Yes, by far.
Indeed. All right. Let's talk about something else equally as cool. Mm-hmm. Maybe not quite as Kauai cool, but we're talking about credit unions and getting their digital game on, basically.
Yeah, digital transformation.
Yeah. How do we get them to get this digital mindset?
You know, in 2017 in May, we had the Think 17 conference in New York.
It's wonderful.
The entire conference is dedicated to the digital transformation of our credit unions, because in this super fast moving and the digital marketplace that we live in, we gotta get on that train, because if we don't get on that train now, our credit unions are gonna be, they're gonna the train's gonna leave the station, and then our big bank competitors are gonna be in there. So we've gotta get to that.
How do we do that? You guys have some strategy. You have seven strategies, tell me. Can you just kind of highlight a couple of them?
Oh, one of the most important things that we think is member-centric.
Okay.
We've got to look at ways that we can help the credit unions exceed the members' expectations, surpass the members' expectations. And there are a few things where it's whatever the solutions are, it's got to be easy. It's got to be also accessibility, where they can use either an iPad, their iPhone, or whatever it might be.
Right.
It's got to be convenient,
right,
where if your time and my time zone are completely different, so it might be available during your time zone, but it got to be convenient so it's available during my time zone, which is right now, I think, five hours. I think 5 hours behind or something like that.
5 hours behind the East Coast, two hours behind San Diego. West Coast, yeah.
So, it's got to be also convenient.
It's that 24/7 always on type of thing now that we have to be.
And the speed to market. So you've got a lot of great ideas in the credit union space right now, but will it take them 2 years to get there? Or can they get there within the 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's really the important thing.
Right.
Can't sit back and wait. I think we've got time. We've got 2 more years. By then, those big boys are going to be in that market.
Yeah, like you said, the train has already left the station, and they're sitting there waiting.
That's so important. Yeah. The other thing is, we know that about 70% of the credit unions, they are concerned about the data out there. They know that the data is important.
Right.
But then how to marry that data into something they can actually use to help them go and transform the member experience. Because with all of that data, they can personalize the member's experience. And then with that, the members feel like, my credit union does actually know me. And they're giving me the certain solutions that are technologically advanced, and that I can actually do my banking anytime, anywhere. I think
that's a beautiful thing.
Important, And a lot of the talk right now in the industry is machine learning and artificial intelligence.
Yep.
So at Co-op, we're spending a pretty penny on that, just to make sure that we can deliver what our credit unions are looking for.
Good.
And the most important thing about machine learning is we are going to be using that to help our fraud detection and our fraud mitigation.
That's huge.
In the last couple of days, all I heard was, I think we need more help with fraud. I think fraud is our top concern. And I've just asked a few CEOs, what are you doing that you're doing too much of right now that takes you away from the stuff that you really want to do? And they tell me, it's handling fraud. So, you know, we are investing a lot of money into machine learning and artificial intelligence to help us better our fraud mitigation and protection.
Yeah, I tell you, I mean, I ask the same question to CEOs, like, what keeps you awake at night?
Yes,
and
yes.
100% of them say cybersecurity. That's where, I mean, the fraud thing, all that stuff. It's just, so I'm glad that folks like you are out there really investing in it, because it's going to pay off. I mean, it's going to help a lot of people out there. Not only financially, but gosh, you know, having your identity stolen and things like that, it's crazy.
Just imagine the pain of having to go through something like that.
Yeah.
And so that's why we've even bumped up our executive management team. We've hired a few really smart individuals, because we're tapping talent now. We can't just grow with who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So we're tapping the talent outside and then bringing them into the co-op ecosystem,
mm-hmm.
and having them give us the expertise and give us the knowledge, mm-hmm. so that we can have a more secure organization. And, you know, with that, we can better deliver the solutions in a more seamless way.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. This is cool. Anything else to add on that front? Because I want to talk to you about some local stuff.
Oh, well, you know, I think Co-op is an amazing organization. I've not been there for very long. And I've been from other processors, but I think Co-op has that culture and that mindset of making sure that the credit union movement succeeds. I think that's super important.
Great message, great message. All right, one question about the local. What's like the best meal here you can get? Because there's some tremendously good food here. I mean, obviously the fish is like super fresh. The chicken, oh my gosh, the barbecue chicken that the locals make here is like out of this world. What's tops on your list?
Tops on my list is definitely poke.
Okay.
Poke
bowls. Yeah.
Poke bowls. It's fresh fish. Mm-hmm. Fresh fish that's cut up into cubes, lightly seasoned with a Hawaiian salt and maybe some green onions, a little bit of chili flakes. That's all you need.
All right.
Over rice. Simple, but that's probably the most delicious meal that you can get here.
Awesome. Awesome. One more question. What's the best time of the year to come here, and what's the worst time of the year to come here? I don't think there is a worst time of year. What did I ask that for?
No worst time of the year to come to Hawaii. Hawaii is a place that we don't have really huge climate changes. What we laugh about is the temperatures change between the beginning and the end of the year is maybe like 10 degrees.
Yeah.
But it's any time of the year is a good time to come to Hawaii and visit us.
Great message to end on. Thank you so much, Elaine.
Aloha.
Appreciate it. Aloha to you. Mahalo.
Mahalo.